This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name is Roy Tomkinson. I live just outside Cardiff in a little town called Pontypridd. On the course, it's my second day of the course, and it's my first week.
So, Roy, you mentioned you are in charge of a solar company.
Yes.
And you're here to get the qualifications and get the knowledge about all the electrical side.
Yes.
How did you find out about Train for Trade Skills then? What brought you to the course?
Well, since I've been heading up this company, I've been attending a lot of trade shows and making a lot of contacts throughout the area. And I met one of the training recruitment people when I was on a training course in Cheltenham. And it's developed from there, really. And that is why I'm on the course now.
And obviously, solar energy, renewable energy, is the future of the industry. How do you see it going in the next few years?
Well, obviously the tariffs have changed, but realistically speaking, the tariffs were high anyway because the cost of installations have gone down the last few years, and the return on capital that a householder gets, bearing in mind that obviously they've got to pay the cost of installation until the Green Deal comes in, it's still quite a good return on capital. They're still looking at 6-7% return on capital for installation of solar panels. But obviously there are other technologies which I'm looking at now. I will be putting a team together to look at them technologies over the next, say, 12 months, and we'll see how we go from there.
And obviously you mentioned the feed-in tariffs. That was the big story last week in terms of how a lot of people were surprised how it came in so quickly. You don't think that's going to affect your business that much then?
Well, initially, a jerk reaction is it will affect the business. But once you actually look at the calculations of the 43p return, and you actually escalate that up by let's say, a rate of inflation, which is currently about 5.4% retail price index, and you actually assume that money's invested, the returns to the householder goes down to about 5 years. Now, bearing in mind that the situation that our government is in, really, it was an unsustainable situation. I was expecting it to change, not as fast as it did change, but I did say to a number of people that this level of return is unsustainable in the long term. And it was due to go down on March the 31st of next year. But obviously, they brought it forward. They brought it forward in a consultation document, but it's not really a consultation document. It's a fait accompli, really.
So finally, Rob, would you be able to tell us your company then? Has it got a website?
Yes, it has, yes. It's recently gone live about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's solarwiserenewables.co.uk.
That's brilliant, Roy. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.